The remediation of Silver Lake began in July 2012 with the removal of contaminated sediments from the banks of the 26-acre body of water. A sand cap was placed along the lake bottom to contain cancer-causing PCBs that seeped into the lake from the neighboring General Electric site before the substance was banned in the 1970s. The lakefront now boasts growing vegetation and a blacktop walkway with benches. Jim McGrath is Pittsfield Park, Open Space, and Natural Resource Program Manager.
Yeah, well, Silver Lake is open now for recreational activities. You know, I think what we'll see most are folks walking along the new walkway and enjoying the walkway and the new plantings. But the lake is available for fishing and for boating, for kayaking. So we hope the community takes advantage of that.
The work was completed via a consent decree with GE under the supervision of the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Jim Owens is the EPA's Regional Director of Remedial Projects.
And this represents the 18th of the 20 non-river projects that need to be accomplished under the consent decree. So that is indeed an accomplishment. It's a big step forward in completing all of the required cleanup at the GE facility. I was up here about a year ago, and it's unbelievable the progress that was made.
The lake is adjacent to the 52-acre William Stanley Business Park, the former GE site. North Adams-based Mountain One Financial opened a branch right next to Silver Lake in May 2012. CEO Tom Levitt joined Mountain One that July. He says the decision to move from Burlington, Vermont, came from a realization that Pittsfield's glass was half full and filling up.
We felt that Pittsfield was definitely on the rise. It had weathered its more difficult challenges, still more to weather, but that those challenges are overcomable. And this is the best evidence of that we could possibly have.
The Pittsfield Economic Development Authority, or PETA, is a quasi-public agency that oversees the park. PETA has acquired the land surrounding the lake, and the city has approved a permanent easement to maintain the shoreline. Executive Director Corey Thurston says remediating Silver Lake was a promise PETA made to Mountain One when it opened in Pittsfield. Now, Thurston says a $9.7 million state grant for an innovation center will help fulfill another guarantee.
The other promise of having neighbors in the William Stanley Business Park is soon to be a reality as well.
Jane Wynn of the Berkshire Environmental Action Team says animals, boat anchors, or water springs along the lake bottom could disrupt the sand cap. Wynn expressed concern PCBs could leak into the Housatonic River, which is also being remediated.
Get out the contamination. It's down in the water table. Seems likely that any contamination, even if capped, can move possibly into the river. It just would have made sense to make GE actually clean up their mess.
The consent decree with GE requires corrective action if problems are found while the cap is monitored. Pittsfield Mayor Dan Bianchi says the revitalization of the often joked about lake, which has actually caught fire throughout its history, is a sign of good things to come.
Especially for folks who grew up here in the city of Pittsfield. It's tremendous to see. It is a symbol of what I think is going to be the next chapter in the city of Pittsfield and a bright future for generations to come.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.